and I was sexually aroused more than I had ever been in my life before. As she took the podium stand, she exuded the confidence that any man or woman would want to possess. She began the lecture immediately by introducing herself as Victoria Anderson. Her name rolled off my tongue as I silently repeated it over and over in my mind. During the lecture, I didn't pay much attention to what she was saying, as to how she was saying it and her body movements. When she would walk over to her PowerPoint presentation and point to the various charts she was explaining, I would notice her skirt rise a little. She had on those black stockings with garters. I could tell. The stockings were see-through with that sexy black seam that went up the back of her calves and thighs. Her legs were so shapely and sexy. I soon found myself wondering what it would be like to slide my hands up her legs and in between to her glorious pussy lips. I began to wonder what her pussy would smell like, what her juices would taste like, and what those pussy lips would feel like. I soon found my own cunt getting wet just from the fantasy of actually being with a woman like that. Then I thought to myself, as if I would ever have a chance with a beautiful and sexy woman like Victoria. As if she would ever give me the time of day. She was intelligent, confident, sexy, and successful. Everything I wanted to be and everything I wanted in a woman. Victoria had become my ultimate fantasy. A fantasy that would probably never happen, I thought to myself. Was I ever so wrong about that? After the lecture, I gathered up my courage and went up to her to let her know that I enjoyed her lecture immensely. Little did she or anyone else know that I hadn't heard one word of her lecture because I was too enthralled by her physical beauty. As I shook her hand, I introduced myself. "Hi, Ms. Anderson. My name is Amanda, and I truly enjoyed your lecture." As she took my hand to shake it, I felt a surge of electricity run from her hand to mine. "Well, thank you, Amanda." She smiled at me. Her teeth were so white, and her smile hypnotizing. I lingered a little bit with her hand in my hand. She must have detected something because she then leaned in and whispered in my ear, "Stick around. I would like to talk to you." Then she let go of my hand and went on to talk to other students who were in attendance. Once everyone was gone, she asked me over to her home for an evening cocktail. As I sat in her home on her black leather sofa, I still couldn't believe that she had invited me to her house after I had gone up to her after the lecture and introduced myself. The whole evening had been a whirlwind of emotions. That of elation and intrigue, laced with a bit of intimidation and sheer curiosity. She had given me a glass of expensive champagne. I knew it was expensive because, as a struggling college student, I had only tasted the cheap $10 champagne from the local grocery store. No, this was definitely a lot more expensive that she had presented to me when I had sat down.